For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
I see you on hold wanting to discuss charities and whether it is cool or not cool to require a minimum percentage go to the actual cause of the charity, but we also got an okay, not okay to throw at you.
This comes from the deep, dark corners of mommy internet, SheKnows.com. There it is, your teen's phone. Left unattended. Maybe you're ready to guess the passcode. Maybe you already know the code because that's the agreement in your house. Either way, you are suddenly seized with an intense desire to see what your offspring is up to online. And according to this blog, friends, don't do it. Seriously, parents, when did we decide it's okay to snoop on our kids' phones? Because it's not. Unless you've got a reason to believe your child is up to no good or is in harm's way, leave that phone where it is. And it goes on to say, if you think there's suicidal ideation, an eating disorder, possible drug use, underage binge drinking, sex with scary strangers, online gambling, and a list of other things, then maybe do it. But if not, you are in the wrong and breaking the trust of your kid if you snoop on their phone.
You think they'll find out if you snoop and don't find anything?
I don't really know, but this is crazy. And there's not, I mean, from my perspective, I don't have kids, but there's, in their list, they have a list here of reasons. It's a violation of trust, a.k.a. the bread and butter of good parenting. Reason number two, it's addictive. Reason number three, it's ruining your chance for conversation and connection. But my initial thought is all of those bad things that you just said, like you're telling me that every parent who had a kid who was thinking about suicide or had an eating disorder or was using drugs, like they knew it ahead of time?
No.
Like, are you not? I mean, let's go back to when what we were talking about with the joints and people out there looking and preying on younger kids.
Right.
Like, I don't think you're going to have an inkling or an idea outside of the phone in life that all of those bad things are happening. And if the kid is under 18 and in your house, how do you not have every right in the world to find out what's going on in your kid's life and make sure that they're not a victim to any one of these things?
With suicide such an epidemic, you should be 100% okay with your kid being pissed off if you're checking up on their mental health. Like, if you're paying for the phone and you have reason to suspect that your kid might be capable of self-harm, absolutely look. And if they get mad, then they get mad, but at least you looked.
Well, and that's just the first thing. I mean, what if it's drug use? What if it's how far down the line are you willing to go? Like, what is sex with scary strangers, online gambling, cyberbullying, hurting other people, whatever it may be, I think that most parents don't know something's wrong with their kid until something drastic happens. So I really, I guess I understand the trust and the honesty and stuff, but I've been a teenager and I wasn't. I think if you've got a kid who is dabbling in any one of those things, they're not going to be sending off signs to tell their parents that's what they're up to.
Yeah.
So I think being proactive in a world where a cell phone is not a right, it is a privilege.
Right.
I thought when Xander was younger, there was pretty much a policy like, if I ask to see your phone, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm 100%.
So is that just like framing it that way? Is it different than just waiting till he's in the shower and accessing it yourself?
Yeah, I think so. But either way, you have the right to do it because you're paying for it. But I think everybody's best off if you're like, look, we're going to trust you with this cell phone, but you're going to know I can look at that anytime I want.
Well, I think that every parent is different and has different lines. And I imagine if you're just a super strict psychopath helicopter parent and you have a problem with everything, it's going to be a problem every time you look at the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if there's a curse word in a text message, or I'm sure some parents just take it too far. But I don't see how snooping on your kid's phone for no other reason to ensure that they're not in harm's way or causing harm to others is anything but a good thing and totally cool, totally okay.
You just got to be ready for what you're going to find, because your kid is not, well, your kid's probably not the innocent angel that you think they are.
Well, and that's, to me, that's the bit, like, that's not a reason to not look.
Oh, no, it's not, but yeah. you just better get ready.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to unsee some things that you see.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's awful. Like, the way that they speak to their friends.
Well, and that's the thing. I think, you know, everybody's got their line of what they're looking for.
Like, yeah.
You know, that could be, for one parent, they look at that and they go, well, they're just doing this amongst each other. And for another parent, that's the phone's gone and you're not talking to those people anymore and we're changing your life.
Oh, yeah. True Garbo Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Melody.
Hi, Melody. What's up?
Hey, y'all must be reading my mind, because, yes, I be looking through my kids' phone. You know why? Because, yes, they in my house. I paid for it and I'm going to look. So happened today I looked. I found out that I'm going to be a great-grandmother. And that's not cool.
Wait, hold on 1 second.
Whoa.
So you looked in one of your kids' phones and found...
Your grandkids' phone.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to be a great-grandmother.
You looked in your great-grand... That's very interesting.
So do you live with your kids and your grandkids?
I live with my oldest daughter and her kids. Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. So did you, like, skip over mom to look in the phone? Like, did you say to her, like, hey, look at the phone? Or did you just... Cut out the middle woman.
So the crazy chick sent the message to his mother, and then his 10-year-old sister, his 16-year-old brother, his 15-year-old brother.
Wait, really? What? Hold on 1 second. So your grandson got someone pregnant, and that girl sent a text to everyone else?
Yes.
Oh, I was able to decipher
that's
that.
That's good.
I'm
very
proud of myself.
Yeah. Are you excited? Or
happy great grandma day.
How old?
Don't go there.
How old is the dad?
19.
Okay. I mean, that's not a perfect situation. At least he's not 13.
Huh. He ain't got no job.
Yeah.
He ain't got nowhere to stay.
Oh.
So what are they supposed to do? No. Grammy is not happy. No.
Oh,
Grammy
man.
Didn't sound too happy.
That baby is going to be living with you soon, Grammy.
I doubt it, baby. It'll be in a wood somewhere.
Well, learn survival skills that way. Well, good luck, and I hope it all works out for everybody, especially the kid.
Love you guys.
You snooped too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. You needed to snoop when he was setting up the sexcapades, rather. And see, that to me is almost an excuse to snoop.
Yeah. Yeah, because if he had snooped earlier.
But then again, I don't know where you draw the line with a 19-year-old and knowing that kid is probably having, you know what I mean? So you find out through some way that a 19-year-old kid or an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old is having sex. Like, what do you do?
I don't know.
You chain them in the basement because, I mean, if they're going to ever leave and be out of your sight and they want to have sex, they're going to have sex.
You just got to chop it off. 727-579-1025. True Grab Alive with John Senning. Who might you be?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
So far, so good.
Excellent.
So, a couple of things. It's definitely okay if the signs are there to snoop through your kid's phone, but I don't like the word snooping. We've always had a open and honest communication thing going with our kids.
Sure.
And, it's sit down, talk it out, whatever.
When you say the signs are there, just so we're on the same page here, what if you notice a change in your kid's behavior, but you don't have any concrete things you can point to?
Then it's then it's okay to, get in there and try and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can try talking about it, but, kids today, they don't want to talk, or if they're going through some stuff. And every kid's capable of self-harm.
Sure.
That
is true.
So that's my thoughts on that. As far as the charity thing goes, one of my best friends runs a charity, Pucks with a Purpose. And everything he brings in goes to help underprivileged and at-risk youth get to hockey camp. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't take a dime for himself. So I think you know, anybody that takes money from a charity, you shut them down.
Anybody who takes any money from a charity, if they draw a salary at all, you don't think anybody should deserve to like be compensated for the hard work they do raising money?
I mean, yeah, it's hard, but you got into it for a reason.
Sure.
Yeah, but I also think like you have a buddy who has a passion project, and I'm not saying that it's just not helping a lot of people, but that's one guy with an idea that's doing a lot of good.
Yeah.
You take these massive charities that are hosting events and raising money and throwing galas and 5Ks and God knows what else in every city across the country. Like, that's a full-time job. I imagine that guy that's not taking a dollar, you know, how much money is he putting into the charity on a weekly basis? I'm sure it's still a lot, but he clearly has a full-time job. I think some of these charities, they are a full-time job to run, and you should be paid. Just not over the top.
Yeah, and it's really up to you to decide, like, what amount you're comfortable profiting from charity. If you can sleep at night knowing, like you said earlier, suppose your charity brings in $10 million and you bust your ass for that. Every waking hour is spent raising more money, and you donate $9 million of that. Like, are you not allowed to have $1 million salary? Yeah. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, and it's weird when you really stop down and think about it, because think of the people that make a bunch of money doing things that don't help our society.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think that there's this line where you go, well, you're taking money and you're supposed to be helping these people. Well, you're also helping more than anybody else, you know, depending on the charity and what you're doing. You're helping in so many ways, and does dedicating your life to service and helping raise money for those that need it not deserve to be rewarded like those that, you know, trade stocks all day or accountants or whatever else it might be?
Very similar to the conversation we have about Joel Osteen and preachers of his ilk who make a ton of money every year, but also probably give a lot of money to charities, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Oh, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. What's up?
I was just calling about the okay or not okay about the kids with the phones.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think it is okay or not okay to snoop on your kid's phone?
I think it's okay. I had three kids. All my kids are grown now. But when they got cell phones, they knew straight up that I could go into their phone at any point in time. And I didn't do it much, but periodically I would just random take their phone and go through it. Now, I don't think you should sneak and do it.
Right. How often did you do it, Jamie? Like, and like, for what reason? Did you always have something behind it, or every once in a while were you just like, I'm going to see what's going on with my kid?
Just every once in a while.
All right.
And then if something was going on, now my son, I only went in probably a handful of times.
That's good.
I wonder if, like, telling the kid that their phone can be gone through at any moment. I wonder, out of those kids, how many of them have burner phones? How many have, if they're a little bit older and they have jobs, if they know that their phone is essentially free reign for their parents, how many kids out there have a phone that their parents don't know about?
Oh, man, I would have done that
because
if I had extra money.
I feel it's almost better to not set the stage by saying your phone is available to be gone through at any moment, and you just give it to him and say, there you go.
Yeah.
So then at least when you do look, you know you're getting a real look at what's going on, not the watered-down version of what they're allowing you to see.
Right.
Well, there's two things with that. One, if they have the money to pay for it.
True.
Yeah.
And two, they forget. Unless you do it all the time, they forget.
That is true.
Yeah, it's a good point. Do you think, what if your kid's over 18, but you pay for a cell phone bill?
I mean, it then gets into an interesting area, but I mean,
I'm not looking. Don't get me wrong.
No, I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say that's more of just a choice thing.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have a right to.
Oh, I do, but I would never. A, I don't want to violate his privacy. B, I don't want to see.
That's the thing, yeah. You thought it was bad when he was 14.
Oh, my God, and I did. 727-579-1025. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning.
Hey, guys. It's Captain Tim. How you doing today?
Hey.
Captain Tim. What's
Captain
up, buddy?
Tim.
Much, guys. Hey, I worked for a call center up in Ohio and West Virginia back in the early 90s, and we raised money for the Fraternal Order of Police.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the one.
All that good stuff. Yep. They got 12%, boys.
That's what the documentary
telemarketers.
Brian brought up. Yeah, that's exact thing. Exact same thing. And how that was just a complete, just a complete scam, and that they barely got any of the money.
So cops only get 12% of what those telemarketers are bringing in for the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yes, sir. And I hate to say it, and looking back on it, but I actually got an award for hitting $1 million for those organizations. So
that's crazy.
I guess I did my part. At least I got something. But
was
imagine
it,
the money that company kept.
Was it wild? Because the way that they paint the picture in that documentary was like people are ripping bongs at the table, and like it was a party. Like it was just a madhouse. Was it the same way there?
When it first started, man, they would pay us to go across the street to the bar and pound beers, come back, eat some ephedrine that you got at the gas station. Money, money, money.
Ephedrine?
Yeah, it's like pseudo-ephedrine, except real.
Speed back in the 90s,
What a time to be alive, man. You've lived a good life, Captain Tim.
Yeah, now you can't even get congestions with pseudo-ephedrine because of all them speed freaks. I was looking for some. 727-579-1025. And 800-771-1025. Two things on the table, cool or not cool, to require charities to donate a certain percentage to the actual cause that they are raising for, and then okay or not okay to snoop in your kid's phone.
I will say the one of the reasons that this article says that it's not, that I find interesting, is the addictive nature. You've just created a monster. It's addictive to get a peek into their private world. Our once tell you about everything offspring are now mysterious, elusive, confusing humanoids approaching our own height. But if you've snooped successfully once, what's going to stop you from doing it again and again and again? Well, hopefully a little thing called guilt.
I would have, if we had cell phones way back in the era when I was a teenager, I totally would have like staged stuff for my mom to find and freak out. You know what I mean? I would have put like, I would have told my friends to send me like fake stuff, because the real stuff would have freaked her out plenty.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to stage it like in a good way.
Oh, no.
Be like, oh man, I'm just going to stay home tonight. I just really love cuddling with my mom on the couch.
That'd be a dead giveaway. No, they would never have believed that. No. I would have staged like way worse stuff. Like, hey, what time is that shipment of heroin coming in? We got to be at the shipping docks now, an hour ahead of time. 3 a.m. All right, I'll sneak out.
Dude, I hate to draw the comparison to The Sopranos, but the tone is so similar, because remember Tony, when he took his daughter away on that trip to go to school, she asked about whether or not he was in the mob. And then there was this whole thing about like trust. And then she just unsolicitedly at dinner told him that she was doing the speed. So then they were just like, it was like a major theme through the episode where they were like, we've got that kind of relationship, right? Like we trust each other. So, and that was before cell phones even, but I respect the idea of trust and open and honest communication with your kids.
Sure.
And I think it can exist sometimes, but I also think that very often parents feel like they got it like that. And that is when kids run amok the most.
You ain't lying. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. You ain't lying. Hello.
Cool. Not cool.
All right. Which one?
No, for the nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're raising money for a charity, you say it is not cool for them not to donate a certain amount to the actual cause.
That's true. I just started my own, and I say that because when I go in and I sign up with the IRS, it is a nonprofit, which means I'm not getting paid for my efforts. So if I work 5 hours a week or 80 hours a week on this, I know what I'm not getting. I'm strictly raising the money for my cause.
Good for you. What type of charity did you start?
Well, my son is in remission from Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
Congrats.
So I started. Yes, thank you. Very
awesome.
Good. I started Sunshine Hope for also raising funds that I give money back out to the families also facing pediatric cancer.
Oh, what a beautiful thing you did. It's interesting when you go through something like that and then you want to use that to help other people, right?
It is a must, yes. Once he was healed and once we were in treatment and we got a bunch of gifts and just the way that even strangers treated us, I was like, I have to give back like for the rest of my life. So
good,
that's
for you.
What I'm doing.
That is so awesome. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, once I once I got through everything, I wanted to see what I could do to help other young men in my situation. And I am now what's called an Immerman Angel. And it's an organization started by someone with testicular cancer where once you've been through it, you can become a mentor to other people who get it. So I went through the training, it's online training, and I'm ready for my first mentee.
So do you go, will it be like one at a time?
Yeah.
Like you'll have like a guy that will be like, you'll be like kind of along for the journey with him?
Yeah, as long as he wants me and as long as I'm comfortable with it.
And do you go, like, is there a framework to, like, how it's laid out? Do you, like, go, like, are you, like, going to appointments and stuff? Or is it more just you're there whenever he wants to talk?
Yeah, I'm there whenever he wants to talk. They don't discourage in-person meeting if it's convenient for both. It's more like whatever he's comfortable with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get my first, I mean, I hope no one ever gets testicular cancer ever again.
Yeah.
But the odds tell me that someone might. And I'm happy to dispense whatever perspective I gain.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
and I
man.
Think really like you are like somebody that can really give so much hope. You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
to be able to tell the story of where you were and where you are today, I'm sure it will give a lot of people hope.
I hope so, because again, guys, get checked if you think you feel something weird down in your sack and you don't want to go to the doctor. I didn't either, and by the time I did, it spread to my abdomen and my neck, and it can spread like Lance Armstrong's did to your brain, and you don't want that. If you're a young man and you catch it early, you sacrifice a nut to the cancer gods, you get one round of chemo, boom, you'll never have remission again. So it's something you should stay on top of by all means, and if you do get it, if you have any type of cancer whatsoever, I am a firm believer that a positive attitude will help you get through it and help you heal. I did it myself, and believe me, it's easy to lose hope. Surround yourself with people like John, like my girlfriend Sarah, like my parents, like my brother-in-law, my sister, and my good friends here, like Danielle, and you can make it through. You will make it through. You'll get your hair back, too, and before you know it, growing a pretty cool beard. All right, well, that's what's good with Garabo. Good night. Oh! One more segment. Right. John, tell the little folks a little something about Solar Bear.
Are you sick of your electric bills? I would imagine so. Solar Bear has the solution for you with financing and leasing options available. Owning your own solar system or enjoying lower monthly expenses is well within reach. You can sign up today and enjoy no payments for 12 months. Plus, your monthly finance or lease payment will be significantly less than your power bill ever was. And here is the best part. No upfront cost or down payments required with a 25-year warranty on all your equipment. You can trust in Solar Bear for reliable, long-term energy savings. Don't wait and make the switch to Solar Bear today and start saving for a brighter tomorrow at solarbear.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.